artist, you rich. One's better, but which? You have a nice TV. I've immortality. Boy, this is tough. I wonder which one should I choose. I know. Me, artist, you rich. You money, me not. You need what I've got. And though we may arrange to make a small exchange, your bucks don't rule the roost. It's simply quid pro quo, like so. Me, artist, you rich.
Quid pro who?
Your mind's an empty vessel that must be filled. My economic stress'll keep me fillin' if you're willing. Capitalism 101. Perceived value equals supply over demand. In this case, you have failed to account for the free market, otherwise known as the Devlin factor.
You're making this up.
Mrs. Devlin, who spawned the notorious idiot Devlin boy. Bennington class of 2005, thanks to me. She is a very loquacious woman. That means talkative. Multiply by Edmund's available hours, then take the sum of the idiot Devlin siblings plus all their dim little friends, and eureka! I've got all the patrons I need to finish my novel and both of its groundbreaking sequels. What good's a Rockefeller without his dough? While I write my bestseller, Rocky's working soda jerkin'.
This is giving me an ice cream headache.
I'll cut to the topic. Me, artist, you rich. Don't like it? Let's switch. You share the walk-up flat. Dine at the automat.
What's that?
When Con Ed turns off the electric and the gas, you'll shiver in the dark and feel so lower class. Not me! I'm shining talent like a rainbow out my ass. 'Cause me artist, me vision, me genius, you merely rich.
Does that mean no?
Yeah!